Like a playing GameCube. Whatever game we playing, man, I can't lose. Nope. Can't choose what game system to use. Uh-huh. Like saying who better, Ken or Ryu. You love VGs, oh yeah, girl, me too. Uh-huh. We can watch anime all day and skip school. Young hey. Legend, rap take it to a new level. New medals for young kings who don't settle. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go. Whoa. Gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-ball. I will never let go. Gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro. I'm the otaku king of hip-hop. Y'all couldn't pull up on me at a pit stop. Got the Sonic ring, middle with my wristwatch. Here, make the ring noise every time it tick-tock. It's Young Bay, not Jenny from the block. Gotta tell me when to start, I don't know when to stop. Pull up to the scene, like my name, RoboCop. Legendary Baker Styles T, it's a bop. PS Play, yeah, bought it for the fun, yeah. 6-4, yeah, you don't even know that. Game Boy SP on the flow, yeah. Room full of anime scrolls, Momo, yeah. If she not an otaku, we cannot vibe. We so retro, we play the Wii outside. I cannot hear ya, that's a far cry. VG anime retro life. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-4. I will never let go. Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, keep it retro. Never let go, keep it retro.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Urs Mac, the Mad Scientist.
And it's your girl, Detroit Blue, on this wonderful winter solstice Monday. So the day is getting longer after today. I'm so excited.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. More daylight.
More daylight. Just a tad bit. We're gonna ease into it, man. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, right? Okay, for the Geek Corner out there, I know I'm gonna say this again as more listeners come in and join in, is that this is our first and last episode of the week, because you know Christmas is this week, son. So Christmas is this week. I will be traveling starting either tonight or early in the morning, mainly because using my older brother and my dad, like the three of us, traditionally, we cook barbecue. So we are cooking barbecue, and that's like a Tuesday and Wednesday thing. So, and then of course, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas is there. So we're cooking two whole pigs. And so that's an all day process. So there's gonna be a good bit of drinking and a good bit of cooking. So I'll be a little indisposed for the rest of the week, but we will be back. We'll be back on Monday. Okay. But we're going to leave you with some bangers. Okay. We're going to talk some bangers today. We're going to get you straight. We're going to get you right. And maybe a little drunk over the holidays too. So we'll see. What's going on with you? A little bit of everything. What's going on with you, Detroit? How's life?
Life is cool. Trying to, you know, finish up things for Friday for Christmas. Did a graduation drive up little thing or whatever. I had not done one of those in the winter. Definitely a lot of those took place in the summer. So it was very interesting to do that with snow on the ground.
Right.
But shout out to children graduating. That is always a fun time.
Yes.
Some friends did a pop-up store, so I sent the kid to go and, you know, support some local businesses. Besides that, it's been a lot of chilling, thankfully. I watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about it. That is Chadwick Boseman's final performance, right?
Yes, it is.
Word.
So, of course, I just, you know, I wanted to make sure I was starting to see a couple people review it and give some feedback, and I wanted to catch it before, you know, folks started to ruin it for me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I know that it's definitely on the movie list. I will probably give it a watch. probably on Wednesday night. I'll probably give that a good watch on that day. So hopefully, if I can hold out till Wednesday, I'm going to ask to do that. And also to the Geek Corner, just to let you know, I put some voting up in the Geek Corner as far as which game you would like for me to stream next. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the results today. The game that got the most votes was Dragon Quest XI S. So I will be streaming that on Wednesday night. I will be streaming Dragon Quest XI on Wednesday night. It is one of, if not the best Dragon Quest game of all time. If you haven't played any of the Dragon Quest games, Dragon Quest XI is a good place to start. It's not like a sequel on a sequel on a sequel. It's like separate stories and stuff. So it is a classic RPG. So it's like it's turn-based. So you got to strategize and do all other things. But the story and the characters, especially the character designs, is definitely inspired by Akira Toriyama. Those of that know Akira is from Dragon Ball fame. So if you look at the art style of these characters, it's the exact same art style as if you see on Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Super. So I will be streaming that. Now, I will be streaming Star Wars Squadrons at some point, but Dragon Quest XI is definitely out there. So now I'm looking at BC's wording. He said, you know, they Southern when they use it as a noun. Them Southern, those Northerners using barbecue as a verb drive me nuts. Hey, barbecue is a noun down here. I would definitely say that. In the South, you know, we're going to cook some barbecue. It's not we're going to barbecue. No. We're going to cook some barbecue. You know, it's a thing.
I feel like in Detroit, it's interchangeable.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like here, I absolutely know times where I have done it and where I know that I've heard people to say it, like, oh, what do you have the taste for?
Right.
You know, I really could go for some barbecue. And then also sometimes people are like, oh, you know, what are y'all doing today? Oh, we're going to barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, well, I've heard it used as a verb and a noun.
Yeah, it's not like we don't use barbecue, we use grill. Like, we're going to grill today.
No, was, BC. Was... There are no barbecue hamburgers. Nobody calls it a barbecue hamburger. The barbecue meat, like, is a general reference to any food that you're putting on the grill.
Right. Yeah, so that's how that grows. Like, hey, man, what you going to do today? Man, I'm going to grill today. Oh, what you going to do today? I'm going to cook some barbecue. You know, I'm gonna work on some barbecue. You know, that's how we normally talk. But it can get mixed up, though. It can be interchangeable in certain ways. Like, depends on who you're talking to. Some people will say, oh, yeah, I'm about to go barbecue. But I guess we don't interpret it the same way. It really depends what part, you know, of the South that you actually go to. Because sometimes it is interchangeable. For the most part, though, barbecue is a noun.
I've heard it used both ways and no... Like I said, I only eat fish and seafood. I don't say I want to have barbecue shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what I want, if we're talking about cooking on the grill and barbecuing, then I will say, oh, I'm going to go grab some shrimp to throw on the grill. I don't say I want barbecue shrimp. Unless I'm putting barbecue sauce on it, then no.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That is the only time that I qualify a food item and put barbecue on the front of it, is if it's going to have like barbecue sauce on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it typically might not. Like ribs, I assume barbecue sauce is going on them.
Yes.
But if it's like salmon off the grill doesn't always have barbecue sauce on it. So there's a difference between grilled salmon and barbecue salmon.
Huh, that makes sense. So, guys, out here, we have a little bit of news out here for you guys, and this involves Cyberpunk 2077 could possibly face a class action lawsuit over misrepresentation. I know you have seen news reports, you've seen IGN reports, because IGN ripped Cyberpunk 2077 a new one. You hear me? Like, they tear them to shreds, especially with the base console gameplay, like Xbox and PlayStation 4. So basically could target a class action lawsuit that accuses the developer of misrepresentation in order to receive financial benefits. Now, as reported by the New York Times, lawyers and investors in Warsaw, Poland, where CD Projekt Red is located, are circling the situation and are contemplating whether or not they should take action. The controversy began when the first embargo four Cyberpunk 2077 reviews lifted outlets, including IGN, only received the PC version of the game and weren't allowed to initially show footage captured during the review process. Now, following the game's release on December 10th, major problems were reported by those playing Cyberpunk on base PS4 and Xbox One units, and warnings were issued for a possible seizure-inducing sequence. So, that part, as far as like my notes is concerned, like when you play games like that, they're always going to give you this disclaimer. So that part, that's not surprising to me. Man, of course, Microsoft and Sony did eventually officially offer a way for players to get a refund, and Sony went even so far as to remove Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store indefinitely. Now, so I have Cyberpunk 2077 on the PlayStation 4, and it does have glitches. I'm not even going to lie to you. It does have glitches. Now, I'm not even going to lie to you. I will say if this game was multiplayer, then I would probably throw this game in the trash. But considering the fact that I'm the only one that actually playing it, I don't really mind the glitches because I like the atmosphere and the background of Cyberpunk. Because I like shows like Altered Carbon and Blade Runner and stuff like that. So to actually play in that world, glitches don't really bother me. Like, yes, last night, I actually purchased the fastest bike in the game. I purchased the Kusanagi, which is a play off of Akira. I'm not sure you're familiar with Akira Detroit. But one of the famous scenes in Akira is the bike. And it's Connor's bike on Akira. So I actually found that bike on Cyberpunk 2077 and bought it for like 22,000 eddies. Now, it cost me a grip, but I got that bike, and it is the fastest bike in the game. So basically, I just fast-forwarded to nighttime, and I ride all through the city. Let me tell you, do not go down downtown, okay, unless you well-equipped, okay? They are all about the smoke down there. They will kill you in one shot. That's it. Make sure you're at a high enough level. I was in for a rude awakening. Okay. It wasn't pretty.
I did see it, you know, searching and you know, checking for news and stuff like that. I did notice that apparently on the Xbox Store page for Cyberpunk 2077, they are actually now warning players about the poor performance. So for Xbox people, before you even get the game now, they are just giving you a heads up that you might have some issues.
Yes, definitely. Now, there are two big patches that is coming. One in January next month, and one is coming in February. So that could very well fix a great majority of the issues that Cyberpunk has. So that's why I'm waiting and holding out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait it out. Because us as gamers, Detroit is a little spoiled. I'm going to just say, like, I'm just call it what it is. Because if I understand the anger, and I am very upset with Project Red as far as misrepresentation, because we are thinking this game is going to be for us, because this game has been put out years prior, and it was the thought that, okay, boom, it's going to be on Xbox and PlayStation 4. So when we don't get that representation and then we get these glitches and stuff, yeah, we're going to be pissed. But I think some of us, like, especially with IGN tearing in a new one and stuff like that, it just kind of like amplifies everything. I'm not even going to lie. I stopped playing the game for a few days. Like, I haven't picked up the game for a few days. Like, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back to Ghost of Tsushima. But I actually picked it up yesterday and got my bike. So I'm back on it. I'm good to go.
So you jumped back on the game after taking several days break and then just immediately got like the biggest and baddest bike you could find.
Yes, because before I took this vacation, right, I did several side jobs in a certain district. And when you do those jobs, and also when you level up and get your street cred, then you get a text message from one of your handlers. And they're like, hey, I got this vehicle for sale. And I just happened to scroll through my text messages. And she said, I think it's Okada. Okada's like, hey, I got this bike for sale for 22,000 eddies. Boom, come get it. And went and bought the bike. And the rest was history. So you get text messages, you get phone calls. You have to reply to those text messages too, to actually like get your credit as well. So it's that, you know, verse in gameplay. Now, have you heard anything about Wonder Woman 1984 as far as the international release?
No, not as far as the international release.
Well, it says the international theatrical debut was not as successful as planned. The opening to only 18.8 million in China and to total of 38.5 million overseas was the international debut of Wonder Woman 1984. It didn't even take first place in China during opening weekend, losing out to The Rescue's $35 million. So the international debut did not make as much money.
So I'm curious as to how it was promoted over there.
Good question. And it is already on HBO Max. That's another thing too.
Excuse me.
Bless you, ma'am.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, like I'm very curious because was it being promoted, especially with all the date changes and all that other stuff? Like, did it kind of get lost in the shuffle on the marketing?
It could have been. I think things with COVID and stuff like that kind of halted things. What's funny about China, because I mean, we get a lot of things from China and stuff like that. But China has brought a lot of diseases. Now that I think about it, it did. Like, not only COVID, I think there's like three other diseases that kind of like stemmed around that area. I don't know if it's the population, because we always hear that China's overly populated and stuff like that, and that may cause sickness and spreading and blah 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 blah. But I wouldn't, that's not really a surprising stat though. I don't think stuff like DC movies do very well overseas. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm not surprised by that debut numbers.
No, it still sucks though.
Very much so. You know what didn't suck though? The freaking Mandalorian, man. a tear came down my eye, and that is something. That is one of the best season finales I have ever seen in a series. Pedro Pascal back is hurting for carrying the Star Wars franchise. He got severe back injuries. Like, how you have a series, Detroit, that is better than the actual movies? That's crazy. It's better than the last three movies that Disney made for Star Wars. And Mandalorian hit all cylinders. They killed everything. And then...
okay.
So I talked to Detroit offline, and I said, hey, when can we have a discussion about the Mandalorian? She says Monday. Let's give people the weekend, because I was ready to talk about this thing on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't giving people time, but
no.
I kept my mouth shut. But the introduction, spoiler alert, of Luke Skywalker and the X-Wing. When I saw that X-Wing pull up, I was like, oh, shit. Okay. And I saw the green lightsaber. It was a wrap. I already knew what time it was. And it wasn't Mark Hamill that was playing the part. It was actually another character that has a striking resemblance to Mark Hamill. And of course, Baby Yoda is gone. Luke took him to go train him with permission of Mando, of course. You see Mando takes off his helmet. You see him kind of shed a tear. You see his eyes was a little watery because, man, it's my son. I gotta give my son away. This is your people. This, that, and the third. So you got that. But the after credits, Detroit, the after credit scene where Boba Fett, he goes back to Jabba's palace, shoots up the place, and then sits on the throne. He sits on the seat where Jabba the Hutt used to sit. And I'm just waiting for the Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett, that is actually coming out. It has been confirmed that that spinoff is actually coming. I am very, very excited. Along with other Star Wars lore, I'm going back to watching Clone Wars. Like, I am on my Star Wars high right now. I'm good. So happy.
You're just coasting through all of the wonderful Star Wars things that are taking place?
Yes, man. I'm right before Christmas. I am not disappointed. I am not upset. I think they gave everything they could. Shout out to Jon Favreau for doing what he wanted to do with that series and Disney allowing him to do that. But hey.
The man's a genius.
Hopefully, moving on from The Mandalorian, we will get a phone call pretty soon by one's Queen's Ransom, because she actually, we talked about a drink recipe, right, Detroit?
Yes, we did. We were talking at the end of last week about different drink recipes and ideas and, things, because we were talking about the peach Bellini recipe that was suggested by Queen of Ransom. So, I mean, I saw that she was in the Geek Corner this morning. But
Well, hopefully she'll call before the...
Yeah, we were saying the same thing. Hopefully she'll give us a call before we're wrapping up.
Right. Because these peach Bellinis has been making a wave in the past couple weeks. People was going... we have, like, mutual friends and some mutual friends. And they were like, oh, yeah, let me make that. And then, like, oh, snap, this is a really good drink. And, you know, Queen's Ransom, like, yeah, I don't disappoint when it comes to this drinking game. Like, I got you covered. Right. So
I know the combinations and the mixes. Now, what she did not give us, so every time I make it, it's really fun and interesting, because what she did not tell us was, you know, what portions to pour, or, you know, it's supposed to be equal parts this and that. No, so it's just a fun game every time I go to pour one to figure out how much of what am I really going to pour.
Right, exactly.
How tipsy will I be today?
Exactly. And speaking of phone calls here, we got Queen's Ransom online. Queen's Ransom, what's going on this morning? What up?
What up, though? So we're talking about drinking, eh?
Yes, we are.
I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's five exactly. o'clock somewhere. So let's talk about these peach Bellinis, you know?
All right.
So
she's talking like a straight DJ out here, man.
You need is a bottle of Prosecco. I'ma repeat, a bottle of Prosecco. And then you pair it with Simply Peach. Not Simply Lemonade, Simply Peach. It is delicious. And then you add a shot or two of Jack Daniel's, and you have the perfect beverage.
So you need Simply Peach, you need Prosecco. Now, where can we find this Prosecco? Because people may never heard of it.
You can find Prosecco anywhere that they sell liquor, I think. It's champagne, the bubbly kind.
Champagne.
Champagne, you can find it at Kroger, Meijer's, whatever grocery stores that y'all have that sell liquor, I think.
Yeah, but just about anywhere that is going to have sparkling wine, then I've been able to find a type of Prosecco.
Right. The Simply Peach will probably be harder to find.
Yeah. Now, I actually have a bottle of Simply Peach here in my home. So all I got to do is go get my bottle of Jack and get that bottle of Prosecco. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do like half Prosecco, half Simply Peach? That's how you do it? And then you put two shots of Jack in there?
I fill my glass up about 75% of the way with Prosecco. Then I add a shot or two of Jack. And then I do a splash of the Simply Peach. And then just a splash of the Simply Peach to taste. Depending on how you like it. I don't like sweet stuff. So that's why I also use the Jack to knock off some of the sweetness.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk can you get off of these peach Bellinis?
I mean, it depends on how many bottles you go through. We talking straight alcohol. I only said a splash of Simply Peach.
Right.
Oh, you said a splash of... Oh, okay. I misinterpreted. You said a bottle of Prosecco with a...
75% Prosecco is going in this glass. And wow. a shot or two
of Jack Daniel's.
Of Jack.
And then a splash.
Just a little tinge of Simply, just for the color, apparently.
For the color and to your tasting, like to your liking. I don't know what you know. So yeah, that's how I do it. But I do have a holiday beverage that I do enjoy, you guys. Now, I can't give you the rations because again, it's to your liking. I do drink to my liking. You should do the same. But eggnog. Brandy and cinnamon. Enjoy.
Wow. We got
and
more.
What do we
got
call
more?
This one?
I don't call it anything. It's just a holiday delight, ma'am.
There's no name to this. There's no name to this drink.
That is the name. Holiday delight is the name now.
Holiday delight is the name now.
Holiday delight guaranteed to jack you up. I'm just saying. Guaranteed. You said eggnog, brandy, and cinnamon?
Yep. And wow. If you're feeling fancy, use a cinnamon stick.
Cinnamon stick. Oh, you put a cinnamon stick in the drink.
Uh-huh. Make it all pretty and bang.
Wow. So I'm going to barbecue tomorrow. So I can actually serve these peach bellinis and get people jacked up around the barbecue pit.
You, my baby. But enjoy and drink up responsibly, everybody.
Well, I'm not even going to go anywhere. I might just be in the backyard laid out, but I'll be cool. I'm straight. I can just go in the house. You know, somebody can carry me in the house. It don't matter.
They're going to carry you in the house?
They probably will. I'm not even. Because it's like 2 nights.
Around?
Yes. There's. This is the country.
They're just going to put you in the wheelbarrow and just take you in the house.
Might as well. No, actually, to be a whole honey, I actually do hold my liquor pretty well. I don't really have hangovers like that. I don't get sick. If I'm active and I'm drinking, then it kind of like seeps out of my system. So I can't stay drunk for ever in a day. Now, if I drink Kraken rum, that's that spice rum, you might get a different Earth's Mac than Mad Scientist. You will get a different one because I may black out. That's Kraken. Oh. Yeah. When they say release the Kraken, that is a very strong spice rum. They got a giant octopus on the front label. If you ever see it in a liquor store, just give it a shot.
That sounds
like you just said you handle your liquor well.
Yes.
And you can't handle the Kraken?
I didn't say I can't handle the Kraken. I'm just saying a good amount of Kraken, it might put me in weird spaces. You know, I might be in Twilight Zone or something like that. But, I mean, I'm still fun around the crowd. You know, I'm still that. You know, I'm not out of character in that sense. But I'm just saying, you may take rum differently. People take different drinks different.
Yeah, that's how I am with tequila. I stay far away.
See?
That's out of the country beverage.
Wow. Wow.
All right, y'all. I'm going to let y'all go and get back to your show. Thanks for the invite.
Yes, we look forward to the next time you are back with more wonderful drink recipes to knock people on their behind.
Yes.
For sure. You know I'm going to hold it down. I'll holler at y'all.
Already know.
Well, for sure. And shout out to Queen's Ransom for actually giving us those two drink recipes, because I was actually expecting one, but we got two of them joints, and all I need now is Prosecco and Jack Daniels. And Jack Daniels I can easily get my hands on. I'm cool with that. Now, Detroit, have you had these peach bellinis already?
I have had the peach bellinis, and now I also had introduced them to my mother. We both very unintentionally ran to the grocery store. We did not know that we were going separately to the grocery store yesterday. And so now there are two bottles of Prosecco and two bottles of Simply Peach. So there will be a lot of peach bellini sipping, because we already had Jack. There'll be a lot of peach bellini sipping going on around here. But I am also definitely already have cinnamon, and I know I have brandy. I was literally looking at my shelf like, why do I still have this bottle of Christian Brothers? So I have some brandy. Now I just gotta grab some eggnog, because that'll give me an excuse to use the brandy. So I'm gonna try the Holiday Delight as well.
So eggnog, brandy, and cinnamon sticks. Okay, I have an abundance of eggnog. All I need to me is some nice brandy. Oh, what's some good brandy? I gotta think. But hey,
like I said, I got the Christian Brothers, because I think it was from trying to make hot toddies a couple years ago. So I got what I got, so that's gonna get used.
Okay.
Make sure you got the cinnamon.
The cinnamon stick. You know, matter of fact, I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a good bit of eggnog, because I do have a significant other that's actually flying down next week for New Year's Eve. We're going to like bringing the New Year together. So I might get that eggnog and that brandy and that cinnamon, or that peach bellini. I might do the peach bellini first, because we got some chicken and waffles coming. You know, I can't wait for that.
The peach bellini, because I've had it and had it several times, quite often, since the first time the Queen's Ransom shared that recipe about I feel like that was about a month ago. Then I have had the peach Bellini at breakfast. I have had it, you know, around brunch, midday-ish. And I have also had it, you know, with dinner or in the evening. The peach Bellini works no matter what time of day you decide to have it.
And I'm with that. I am totally with that. And I'm all about the new drink recipe. So I'm excited now. I'm hyped up. Now, okay, Detroit, I know this week for you it's going to be maybe a little bit busy because you know you got the Christmas holidays coming up and stuff like that. But my question is, are you going to watch some choice shows this week? Because you might have some time off. Since this is our first and only show this week, I'm asking the question.
So, I only watched one more episode of X-Men anime. So, I'm going to finish X-Men anime. And I am also... searching through Netflix, and I finally actually ran across the Wolverine anime. So I've already added that to my list on Netflix so that I can watch both of those. And I probably am going to, you know, depending on how much just general resting and napping that I'm doing, the plan will be to next week also have already seen Suicide Squad Hail to Fame.
Oh, yes, yes. You definitely have to watch Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. That is really good. And it's R-rated, too. So, now, I do have a question, though, because I know you've seen... Have you seen Amanda Waller yet? Any of the... well, actually, you've seen Flashpoint. I don't think Amanda Waller is actually in that. But...
I don't think so.
Yeah, so you know who Amanda Waller is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I know in Assault on Arkham, which is another Batman animated movie, so I think you will actually like that one as well. It's not related to Flashpoint or anything like that, but Amanda Waller is definitely, you know, she's a badass. Like, how you as a woman, like, you jump in the middle of all these supervillains and talk your shit and, like, listen, like, y'all can shut up. Y'all can set the piss up right now. I mean, I can blow y'all up right now. I mean, it's nothing. I can blow your heads off right now. You don't believe me? Be my guest. And there was a villain that tried her and actually walked across his threshold and immediately his head exploded. You're like, all right, anybody else? All right, now do what you think. Now you got to do what I say.
Because everybody can get it. And I think that Viola Davis did an amazing job portraying her in that level of intensity, that level of, no, I'm really not about the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she did a pretty good job of doing that in the Suicide Squad movie.
I think so, too. There's a lot of quotes that I take from Suicide Squad that I would keep. Like, especially Viola Davis's character, of Amanda, her portrayal of Amanda Waller, because she's gully. Like, Amanda is gully, and she's got some dirt on her fingernails. Like, she definitely is a dirty type of character, but you can see the power that she possesses. Like, she even at one point, for a split second in Justice League, if you ever watched Justice League Unlimited Detroit, there was a point where Batman was talking his shit, and Amanda was like, yeah, you know what, I would take a step back, you know, Mr. Billionaire. And he looked like, what the hell? How you know who I am? Now, they're kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, I'm making my business and those things.
Right.
And so, right. And that was really the only time that really Amanda got the one up on Batman, just for that quick second. Because after that, you know, Amanda was taking a shower and she was reaching for a towel and Batman handed her the towel and she didn't know he was in the house. He's like, yeah, put your clothes on. We got to talk.
Right.
You know, Batman. Right. You know what I'm saying? Batman's like, nah, we're going to transfer this energy back because you about to have this crap on me. So put your clothes on. We got something to talk about. And it's straight like that. But I don't know if Viola Davis is actually going to be in the new Suicide Squad movie that comes out next year. I hope she is playing a role in that. I know John Cena is.
Oh, okay.
And Idris Elba, and he takes the place of Will Smith, but he's playing a different character. So we'll see. We'll see.
But hey, and we'll see if it's better than the reviews from the first one.
I think so. I think so. Especially if James Gunn is working on it. James Gunn is definitely going to do a better job at Suicide Squad. And I'm not sure if it's rated R or not. I think so. I should say my opinion is that Suicide Squad should be rated R. Because of that fact.
My assumption is that Suicide Squad needs to be rated R.
Yes. Yes. I mean, people heads blowing off and stuff like that. Come on, man. Come on.
All right.
So
you can't do any other way.
So one more bit of news before we get out of here. According to Screen Rant, the Fantastic Four is officially led by Marvel's worst father. Now, Reed Richards, known as Mr. Fantastic, is perhaps the most intelligent person on Earth in the Marvel Universe, capable of creating fantastic inventions, achieving scientific breakthroughs. Yet for all these otherworldly smarts, Reed can sometimes lose sight of the people around him. And that is exactly what happens here. His son is Franklin Richards, is one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe, able to create pocket universes and command Galactus to do his will. That is Reed Richards' son. And Franklin Richards is a certified badass all day. I think he's, I don't think Omega is the right word to call him. I think he's definitely higher than Omega. But basically, they was on a road trip, and Reed tells everyone he wants to examine a meteor crater. After Henry reports of an unexplained phenomenon, when they arrive, Reed finds tiny particles in the crater, but he is unable to get them out. So he asks Franklin to use his powers to extract them, and Susie, his wife, who is far more grounded than Reed, reminds him Franklin's powers are unstable. Using them could cause them to go away. Reed overrules her, saying that Franklin's powers are potentially infinite. Franklin uses his powers to extract the media dust as a father asks, and as it goes, this was no ordinary media. The particles were created by a demented Reed Richards called the Overseer, and were found by the Mad Thinker, who used them to get back at the Fantastic Four. So Reed jacked up. And I don't know.
That seems pretty expected, though. He was too cocky.
You think so? I mean, okay, you've seen the bad Fantastic Four movies. Okay, we've seen you've seen them.
The really bad Fantastic Four, yes.
But Reed is definitely that guy, especially in the second one. Reed was so wrapped up in his inventions and his research and stuff like that, that he was neglecting Susie. I don't understand how you neglect someone that hot. I'm sorry. That just boggles my mind. I don't know. Detroit, me and you have seen this in real life. We've seen this happen in real life. Like, we've seen people like got a beautiful counterpart and they don't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
So we've seen this in real life. So, I mean, okay, now that's, I wouldn't even say that's understandable, but that's an improbable way of understanding it. But that is Reed. Reed does that.
He is
the smartest guy on Earth, if not one of the smartest guys. He is the smartest guy. So,
right.
And his son is definitely someone you really don't want to be messing with. How do you control a son like that?
But if he seems like one of the smartest guys on the planet, and he can't control, you know, and he's really like kind of having issues controlling his family unit, then it's believable that, you know, he kind of would get way too cocky in other areas and mess up.
Yeah. But not Detroit. What if you have a son that has the ability to create pocket universes, and if Galactus was to show up, make Galactus do his will? Like, how would you control a son like that? How would you control a child like that?
The same way that I established with my child very early on, that mom is a little bit crazy and you don't want to mess with her. And if you do, then I'm just going to strong arm you. Like, you just got to, you know, lay down the rules. So it would behoove them, before he even realized what he could do when he was little, just be like, we kind of crazy. So you should probably just not even bother.
So, but he can create pocket universes. So literally he can make you disappear. Once he realizes that mommy don't have powers, she can't really do the same that she say she can do.
But eventually you're going to have to bring mommy back. And now what is she going to do when you bring her back?
Take off the belt.
So you just got to establish early I'm crazy. You can try me if you want to. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and try to send me off to some faraway universe. But when you have to bring me back because you're 6 years old and you need someone to fix dinner, so when you have to bring me back, I'm going upside your head.
Oh, easily. You came back. Like, I know what you did. Like, you do something like that. Like, you start using the belt along with your words. Flashbacks. Yep. As well. I mean,
you know, as a mother, as a parent, I feel like that's just how you have to treat it. You have to just let the child know early that they can try you if they want to.
Hmm.
But you are older and wiser, and so you can one up them.
So like you can say, you can do dinner in the kitchen. You look mm-hmm. outside, you see Galactus is right there overseeing the planet, ready to eat it. And you say, oh, baby, Galactus is outside. Can you take care of that for me? Take care for your mama.
Right.
You go out there and you know, he makes Galactus do his will. Like, hey, bro, bring me a pizza.
Yeah.
Like a planet eater. This dude eat planets to live. He's not even a bad guy, really. He's just hungry.
You tell him, nope, my mama ain't here and she tripping, so I need you to go on and run.
Please, go
on. There's an errand for me real quick.
Well, Silver Surfer, where is he? Ain't he supposed to be finding dead planets for you to eat? What's wrong with you? What you thought this was, man?
Like, we're not doing this over here. You could try it, but we're not doing this over here.
That is wild to me, man. You have a son.
You gotta lay down the law early.
That's true. And there is a show on Netflix that kind of talks about that a little bit, called Raising Dion. It's okay. It's not the best.
I always heard such very drastically different reviews on it.
Yeah.
It seems like people that I know that enjoyed it the most had very small children at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think when that came out, my son was already like a teenager, I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to appreciate it as much as everybody else. But my son will tell you, like, when he was little, I absolutely, like, he was like 5 or 6. He was clearly like smaller than me and everything. And I told him, I love you. I really love you. You will be mm-hmm. taller than me. And you will try me once because you're bigger than me. And I will take you out, whether I have to come up to you or I have to bring you down to me. We gonna just once. It's only gonna happen one time. Mm. So in his head, from the time he was like 6 or 7, he was like, my mom was kind of crazy. So he just never bothered. So now he's, you know, 6, 7, 8 inches taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never tried me.
That, so you instilled that fear off the rip.
We okay. really have never, like, legit, I think maybe he's gotten put on punishment and in trouble maybe twice since then, and he's 18 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, no, wow. We got things clear.
Okay, you clear the air.
He jokes, but is very serious when he tells his friends, my mom's kind of crazy, so, you know. So now he's like the 18-year-old on campus that still won't curse rap lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got accustomed to the fact that I told him, no, you can't say those things. So he was just like, well, I guess I just can never say those things.
Right, because mama can hear me from, you know, thousands of miles away, hundreds of miles away.
And he also knows that I might pull up.
Yeah. So he's like, damn, I can't do these rap lyrics right here. And you might be behind that door. There might be a knock on the doors. And you're like, baby, what you been saying?
Damn. Right. Right.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I just feel like, you know, if my child could create, you know, pocket universes, then I would just have to, you know, establish my dominance early.
You've been walking in the room like, boy, put them universes up. We got dinner.
Right.
Put them up. Put them in the toy box.
Put everything back to normal. Fix it. It's time for dinner. You have to go to bed.
I can see you saying that right now. Yes. Lamar, put them pocket universes up. Put them up. Mm. Put them up.
They're all over my floor. I just stepped on one.
All these stars and shit. Nah, gather these up. Put them in the star. Put them in the toy box right now.
Get this entire galaxy up off my floor. company. We are not going to do this today.
Get this galaxy on my floor.
Yes.
Messing up my carpets.
No, this is crazy. Mm-mm. I would shut it down.
Wow. Wow. I would take you out. You might create universes, but I would destroy yours.
Yes.
Wow. That's craziness. That is insanity. I would shut all this down. I would knock everything over in here, including your galaxy. Trezor, believe me.
Yes.
Trezor, believe me.
I'm taking it all out.
Other kids are like, what? Your mom was crazy. Didn't you create universes? Yes. Like, yeah, but nah, I can't. Nah.
But
I don't
my mom
do that.
Said no.
Nah, I can't do that. I can't do that for you, fam. You got to ask my mama. Can I do this for you? Military coming walking in. Nope. Can't do it. Nope.
But somebody coming knocking on the door when he's like 12 years old. Like, ma'am, we would like him to come with us. Mm-mm. No. Exactly. He got to finish his homework.
Exactly. But hey, guys, of course, it's the first and only show for this week because of the Christmas holidays. We will be back on Monday. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Do not forget to subscribe to our magazine, Orange Phoenix Magazine. It will be packed full of stuff, including the talk about Alice in Borderland. So we're definitely going to be talking about that as well. So do not forget to do that. Do not forget to join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. A lot of good discussion. I will be putting up a discussion post about The Mandalorian now that the weekend is over with and we got Monday. You ought to know, make Monday your bitch, but Monday should already be your bitch because it's the holidays. You shouldn't be working. You should not be working.
Hopefully, you got to work, it's only 3 days.
Facts. That's all what it is. So also, do not forget to follow us on Twitter, Orange17 Phoenix. And do not forget to get some apparel from us from my T Public affiliate. We got a lot of good things out there for 35% off, 30 to 35% off. All you got to do is follow us on Instagram, click on the link in bio, and boom, go to straight to apparel. You will get all your apparel needs. I have seen so many pictures from patrons from the T Public site. People got their hoodies, people got their t-shirts, people got their masks, people got their mugs. Like, December's been very, very busy month. And shout out to the Geek Corner that is part of the Geek Corner on Facebook and not part of the Geek Corner, but national and international buyers out there. I hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, especially with the stuff that you got from T Public. I don't know what's going on with the United States Postal Service, but it's in God's hands.
It is above us now.
It is definitely above us now. Do you have any idea what's going on with the Postal Service? What is going on?
The last kind of quote unquote explanation I saw was that they are overwhelmed and understaffed. I think a huge part of it, honestly, is because of the pandemic, a lot more people that normally would have gone in person to do some shopping are, you know, avoiding crowds and being out and about. So a lot more people have been ordering online. Compared to previous years, and especially in a shorter time frame. The Postal Service has been a mess. The bad part is I've seen some people that have been really excited to realize, like, oh, okay, it's fine. You know, this company is going to send my package through UPS. People don't realize that UPS and the United States Postal Service actually have a partnership. So sometimes your package is first handled by UPS, but then UPS will then transfer your package to the Postal Service.
Yikes. That is wild.
So then your package, although it initially came through UPS, now you have to still wait for the Postal Service to process it and get it through.
That's wild. I don't like that.
It's maddening.
And Queen Russell said, should have ordered off Amazon. That's what I did. Look, Amazon is mailing Jesus right now. Okay, that is what Amazon is. You will get your boxes before Christmas. It gives that little green disclaimer up under what you buy to order. It says before Christmas, and I'll be damned.
You could order stuff right now and still get it before Christmas off of Amazon. You could probably wait until the morning of the 24th, and they will still figure out a way to get it to you.
Amazon don't play. Look, I sent some stuff out for Amazon to my lady, and I was like, hey, it'll get there. Literally, I ordered something for a son, and it got there the next day. Like, with the next day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, your gift is coming on Friday. Boom, it's there on Friday. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So Queens Ransom said, I ordered 90% of my gifts off of Amazon. Look, Amazon is where it's at.
And they all arrived within a day or two.
With and she the said phone. They all arrived within 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Period. Amazon was like, go ahead, U.S. Postal Service. We got you, fam.
Because they got
we
their
got
own,
you.
You know, and we're making you look bad. Delivery people and everything else. They got their own system, completely separate.
Right. They'll neatly put the package on your doorstep, like pet it like it's an animal, and then walk away.
Then they take a picture and then you get alerted with the picture to be like, your package is right here. Okay.
Yeah, easily. Like I got a Echo Dot in my kitchen, right? It lets me know when a package is being delivered. They give a jingle. I'm like, oh, package there. And I remember one time I was actually on the phone, you know, with the lady, and I was like, hey babe, you got a package at the door. And she was like, what? I'm like, yeah, you got a package at the door.
The Echo lets you know when something that you ordered gets delivered, no matter where you got it delivered to?
Yes. Yes, it does that. It does that. It gives a jangle. I'm like, what is that? Because sometimes I forget the dot is in the kitchen. And I was like, mm-hmm. What is that? It made a delivery. I'm like, yo, babe, check out front right quick. And boom, there's a box there. And you see, like, damn. Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, it's right there. It's there. So it lets you know. Yeah, they do take a picture and they do send it to you. But, you know, shout out to Amazon, because Amazon is making people happy out here, man. I'm telling you. They are making people happy.
There's still enough time for folks to go on Amazon and go ahead and order that hoodie so that they could just pass it on to their girl there.
And we going to the left again. All right. Queens Ransom says, sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me. Look. Okay.
Sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me.
See, I'm not even going to do this with you. I'm not even going to do this with you.
So but the hoodies is what I want for all of the women for Christmas. I want all of the ladies. No matter who you love, I just feel like your partner should gift you with a hoodie.
Why are y'all like this?
See, even Queen's Ransom said run them.
All the hoodies, like.
All them.
Wow, y'all the way y'all are, man. I compromised a little bit. I said, hey, rob the hoodies to rob the house. Don't leave the house and get in the car and get on the plane and ride out. Nope. I will follow you on the plane that's behind you and get my hoodie back and fly back. And like, nope. I have to stay warm too, ma'am.
That's why you need to have more than one hoodie. And you, as we have discussed on the show, you have more than one hoodie. So stop.
I do. But you know what happens? People get greedy. And you're like, oh, that's a nice hoodie too. Let me wear that. Next thing you know, you got no hoodies. You got none. Zero. Zip. None cut. You got none of that. So you have a limited supply. You don't have an unlimited supply of hoodies, because that hoodie might look nice on me. And I'm gonna wear it, and I'm gonna go outside with it. And damn, I forgot to get this back to you. It'll be here when you get here. No,
there's
it won't.
So much crying. There's so much crying happening right now.
Man, I'm just speaking stuff into the future. I know, because once the inch comes, then the mile comes. It's soon to follow.
It's but anyway, Christmas. You should stop crying.
Cry me real, man. I'm gonna fight both of y'all. I'm gonna fight the both of you. I don't care.
Oh, goodness. So, yes, my closing remarks as we go into Christmas and Kwanzaa and all those wonderful things is, ladies, make sure your partner gifts you a hoodie. Amazon got them.
Yes, they have them. But, y'all, so, we are out. Go ahead and enjoy your Christmas holidays. And we'll be back next week. I'm going to see Boogie Blends because he's going to give me the fresh cut for the holidays. So I go ahead and get this barbecue going. So until next time, y'all. Peace.
Grab your hoodies.
No.
Merry Christmas.